This is January the 29th, isn't it? Sunday.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm in the home of Frank Masano on 700 on 7th Street.
7th Street, 202 Street.
202 7th Street. And this is a Igloo 4 Pioneers of Alaska recording. Now, Frank, you,
when I come to Alaska.
You give me a full name first.
My name is Frank Masano.
Mm-hmm. You was born where, Frank?
I was born in
In
Italy. In the town is called Montalero.
Montalero, Italy.
Yeah, Italy. Mm-hmm. When I come to the States, I worked in Wisconsin 33 months in the tannery.
In a tannery? You work in a tannery in Wisconsin?
That is the excited to come to Alaska.
And then you come to Alaska.
And I left there alone, come to Seattle.
What year was that?
The 1901 and 2.
1901,
1902. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I find a fella, we come into the office.
You take your time.
Everything was fine. Mm-hmm. When
you come over the Chilkoot Pass in the dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it was a railroad already.
Parkway.
Well, railroad up to the hill.
Up to the top of the hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, well, we start to look for a job. And, you know, we went to Prospect on the lead dance. Everybody wants to give me a claim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come into Chapel like that, you think you go lower.
Yeah.
And I went by the really fine gold too.
Mm-hmm.
But one need to know, we sink close to the creek. Mm-hmm. We went back and record the ground. And when we come back, the staff was full of water.
Filled up with water.
But we find gold there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sink another hole.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we sink three holes.
Mm-hmm.
Three holes was about 100 feet. And but then we had, I went down with gold. I said, "What do you got? What do you got?" Everybody thought oh, you were a millionaire. And the first thing he was passing there, when the creek turned, the first thing he was up from the feet and the hill.
Mm-hmm. What part of the Austin was that? Where you?
Little
Blanche Creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little Blanche, he was running to the quarry.
Runs in the Quartz Creek.
Quartz Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we come to town and fix everything, and then we got a job for a winter from 35 until really. Mm-hmm. We stopped to the and two more time we worked on 36. Oh, well, it belonged to Jocunta. Somewhere. We start to learn a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, when we got through there, after a year or so, we got down to Fairbanks.
Come down to Fairbanks. Yeah. That was 1902 or 1903?
1903.
1903.
We went up on Clary. We got the lay on fiber board. We had some bodies there too.
The lay is the permission to work the ground for percentage.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was good pay. Of course, we took out not very much. But then the gang we got broke, but we worked on the summertime. Mm. Just with the window. We worked pretty good. But then the ditch broke up to fill up the. The staff for order.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, we went to Wall Creek and looked for a lake.
Over on Dog Creek?
Wall Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was talking about the space. And we, I think a hole, 160 feet, vault, it was nothing but high.
Ice all the way down.
Over there.
On the front.
And then I stuck a ground. But we, the pay was not very good. So, we quit. But we were a Buntale, we told us, they give us 75%, he was going for up machinist. One of the owner, he come down, said, Frank, I'll give you anything you want, I'd like to see machine in the ground. It was supposed to be mediation. Well then, Jim Kunta, he had a hold down, he didn't want to protest, he said, why don't you join with us? And we went up with us, he had 50 feet on the upper side. I went down, I struck the point on the lower side, I went into the bay. But that was funny. So it looked like bedrock, like lime.
Limestone.
Yeah, and you get the pay inside.
Mm-hmm.
You get more what I can dump, what I get it myself. Well, it was not extra, but we picked it up and we start to work. Buy wood, buy plant, buy everything. On the upper side, going up, we went too far, well, then we had to sink another staff. The bedrock, it was going down, upstream.
The pay sloped off.
Yeah, it went down, but I found a good pen. I said, by God, it must be better pay than that. Right, when we get through, we take out only 50,000. We went to sink the other hole. By God, it went down 6 feet on bedrock. You can get a dollar, dollar and a half a pound all over.
Oh, that was good pay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I put the points upstream. The bedrock went down 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet. And up, downstream, it was going up all the time.
Up towards the top.
No, we went up there. We put the car there, come down to the shaft, you got to roll. And up here, upstream, the pay run away.
Run out, huh?
Right, God, I said, while we had just saw I was a cook, he sent the pan down. One day I see a bunch of sand, I see gold, I fill it up a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Send it up, he said, no gold on the tank, he pan, he had $12.
You fool him, huh?
And then what he had the other, he had another 50 cents. After that, I just walked through the center when I got the point. In the morning I go down.
Scrape them off with your finger, huh?
$6, $7. Mm-hmm. And we went up through. We were supposed to be through on the other leg. When somebody else to come down. And I hear, every time I knock on the rock, sound like bang, make long noise. I say, I am close to the drift. Mm-hmm. I am close to the drift. So we measure. One day, Jimmy says, I come up, he said, it's your Kunet, and not yet, but some lamp empty. Afternoon I went down, I struck the pit, I hold the pit. And then I walked down 30 feet.
The hollow sound on the other side echoed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I walked down 30 feet empty, he went in, then I thought what Rudy told us. It's still about $25,000.
Out of that one place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we square up there, we put the punch, so the man went to attack our swing, trying to quit. I asked one of the partners, is any pay? You can, well, oh, the other said, you is nothing. He said, throw the way, I said, impossible. The other, he robbed the gold, he come in so much, must be some good pay. When next day I went down, when I had my points on the other side, I went back, I pan all over, $2-3 a pan all lower. I went up, I said, what's the matter you? You crazy? Well, no, it's nothing. I said, here is a $100 bid. Or keep quiet, or we'll attack your money. Why, you crazy, call me crazy.
You want to bet him $100?
Yeah.
He takes you up.
By God, when he went down, the man stopped to work and bid $100 a pan.
$100 a pan? He was that rich?
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee. Well, that's what the other fella come down.
Mm-hmm.
The wazir, he never get into some poor dirt. God or Madhikara.
Well, do you remember the names of some of the fellows you worked with?
Oh, I had Jim Kunta, Martin Perelli, and I forgot this fellow, he was blocking. They were not there. Charlie Ferrero, he died in the old country. And Martin Silva.
Martin Silva?
Yeah, he's dead in the old country. Oh, yeah. Rita Kaus, $100,000.
You took out $100,000. In how long a time? One season?
Well, we worked, we prepared in the summertime.
Yeah. But one year?
In the fall, we work all winter and all in the summer.
And then make you clean up, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, we, the summertime we clean every day, but then you had a big dump. When it starts to flow, $10,000 to $1,000, you know. I was for you. Still the big hole there now.
There is a big hole out there yet, huh?
Oh, yeah, for water, right? Mm-hmm. That's for the company when they come to buy me out.
The tea company?
Yeah, I have two clams. I had this clam. That was split from the Victor. Victor and Sunshine.
Victor and Sunshine?
He asked me, how much you want? Well, think how much you give me. They will give you $2,500 both clams. I say, okay. And then, as association on them out, I still got it. He said, $15,000, all right? They're all right. If you get it out of the way, it's prepared for me. He said, you see, if you go to work, the wise, someday I'll go myself and above the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Because we drill there. Mm-hmm. And, pay enough me to make $10,000 quick.
Above the lake?
Above the lake, above the road. It was a road.
Now that's on Wall Street?
On Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
But I never went there. Then I went.
You don't know if anybody ever worked with you?
No, nobody went. Mm-hmm. I killed the ground. I gave it to Sparona.
So you give them, that's the one he's talking about?
Yeah.
Is he going to try to work it this summer?
Who?
Sparona? Is he going to try to go up there?
Talk about, he never worked in his life. He never mind.
He got somebody else to do it, huh?
Yeah. No, no, he wants to sell it.
Oh, so yeah.
Who's going to buy? You know, one time in mine and Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
In South.
Yeah, he worked over you, Isabella.
He worked a bit, he had two, three men, he had a fella, my friend, Cook, and he quit. All at once, he quit. And he came up to see me, and Pedro, I was looking for Zimmerman.
Oh, and Zimmerman.
He said, I quit, but he's a pay. I said, what for you quit, he's a pay. You tell me, everybody quitting got no pay, but still good pay. Just the stuff I was going down. Then I come to town, I wasn't from the bank and meet him. Says, here is, I'll give you the money, you pay Pagalotti. You pay Pagalotti, I got nothing to do. Pagalotti was coming. Here is, he won't give you $50. He said, what do you give me? Here is. I work 1 month, it's $150. If you want to pay, if you don't pay, you keep it. I do ask you now. The Pagalotti was, he take a walk on San Francisco now and he runs all the time. So he passed like that. He had no pay. That's what it is.
Well, you really believe there's plenty of good ground to work in Alaska if the people would get out and look for it. If the men would get out and work, look for it, do you think there's lots of gold to be found yet?
Oh, crap, lots of.
You just don't want to work anymore like you used to
do? Well, no. Through the mine. You take the Chichaco, you don't know. Chichaco, you got to give him the gold. Now look here, I'll tell you something. I amassed a piece of ground on board, a little below, for 35 years.
You try to get it for 35 years.
Yeah, I want to prospect. I had 2 feet one time. We live in a cabin in Sardis. But I went to see too much spread up to the hill from the depot. I went down 30 so many feet in the bank. I said, now, boys, if you bring me, we'll go up there. Herman Mack. He said, oh, it's too deep, it's too deep. Let's stay on top of the bench. It's too deep. We do know. And I never went. But now, I went there 2 years ago. I put the shovel. I see what I want to see. I had the piece. Somebody still me the piece. If I feel good, I'm going to put a hole right there on the bench. Mm-hmm. Just try.
Just try.
If any case, it don't go very deep. Mm-hmm. Can go. As I don't find nothing, but to find any pay, I got to find it there, down from the hill.
That's down from the lake, down below the lake, is it?
The
lake on Gulf Creek.
Oh, the lake up here in the middle, the creek? Oh, yes, it's way down and then way down.
Oh.
Down below.
Mm-hmm.
There is not tributary of the Telavana.
Tributary of the Telavana?
So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you pass water, a pea sticks on ground there. Tributary to Telavana.
Does that pea still hold ground over there?
No more. No.
They don't abandon, do they?
I want to give my ground for nothing, don't want that. I say, if I know the way it was when I bought there, I was going to sink a hole. You know that the fella got killed at Les Filles, Bucky.
Bucky?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was standing there for a fee.
Yeah, he won't tell
but the bill. But he didn't want to tell me. Mm-hmm. But his wife.
Mm-hmm.
His wife here there. Well, then when he went to work for the government up there, he told me. Mm-hmm. On the cottage bar. I think a hole here. That hole, you come up gold to pay for all the other drill holes.
So where was that drill hole at?
Right down the mouth of water. But this
right
is
a
homestead association.
Oh.
It was a fellow to Lavana. I was working for Black Alley, Alabama, and it was turned down to go to the mouth of water. You see, I was working there, rich pay, the pay will go right into your ground. It's a bunch, because the water, it turned the pay stick up high.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other, Boston and Victor went to sing a hole. He had lived from my stick down for all Kunta. Mm-hmm. Then he had Alabama. He sing Alabama was like, but the country Swede is there. It was pretty good pay, it was kind of high. Well, then we are both there.
Well, how did you live then while you were doing that? Did you set up a camp, a tent, or how did you live?
Cabin, yeah.
You build cabins?
Oh, yeah.
You had to rustle everything yourself?
Yeah. We stopped on the Alabama cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alabama, I was taking care of myself.
Took care of your things.
That woman, she owed me 800 years. No, 8 years,
mm-hmm.
$100 a year.
Mm-hmm.
She went outside, she never write to nothing, but now I don't want her.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I had to pay myself, I was sick.
Oh, assessment claim?
Yeah.
Assessment work, yeah.
If we go down like this, both together, Alabama and homestead.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama is going a little far down.
Mm-hmm.
But a little far down is no more. The pay turns to the left.
Well, when you want a grub, you have to come to town to get it yourself?
Oh, the car is coming there.
There was an automobile that time? When you go to Gulf Creek?
Sure.
What year was that?
Oh, it's not very long. It's not very long when we were mining down there. You know, it was a bridge and homeless. And then it come down all the way through.
You remember what year it was?
It was a road.
I don't know. 1920?
Yeah.
By the time of the First World War?
I think it's more longer than 1920. The Tani was a bridge, but after a feast, after work up there, he carried everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can cross.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dead cat, a car, it was a road. On to the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you got to pass, you got to walk down the creek.
Mm-hmm.
I walk last week. This was by, I went down to the cabbage and I come back. I have 2-3 with me. And that's too bad.
Well, is Charlie Shade's ground over at Olmos, is that supposed to be good?
No more ground. You know that Ferrer, he will come here.
Mm-hmm.
He go down looking for the ground. He asked me questions 60 years ago.
You can't remember, huh?
I remember, yeah. I said, but this is the murder people.
Oh, they're all gone.
They want to make this store involved. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about Jack Pratt. I said, Jack Pratt, after losing his wife, he went in Australia. He leave the ground to the company. What are you going to do, the ground? Mm-hmm. Then I find new claim. Sunshine and Victor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he find. I give it to Sparoni.
Mm-hmm.
It's a murder for him in the other world. And then I went down, you have your ground on there, Homestead, Alabama. What about there? The people are all dead. What are you going to do there? He can't mine in that ground anymore. Look at the fellow, Matt Manga.
Yeah.
He has somebody else who works on this ground. He don't make no money on the ground. You make ground way up close to owners there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Max Manga's in Sitka, isn't he?
No, he's in Washington.
Yeah, but I think they took him to Sitka.
You already?
Max Manga, yeah. He's the friend of Louis Johnson, isn't he?
What is his wife?
Well, I think she's in town or went with him because she's not there.
My gosh, I never
heard. They brought him in anyway because they had a hard time last winter.
Oh, he brought him sick. Well, this is right.
They brought him in.
And I said, what are you going to do, this fellow there, watching that girl? There's no money to make. I don't give it any here. She raised the gold $100 an ounce.
That's right.
She must make it. Somebody else make money in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He make it and close to owner, what he called it. And then when he thought the pay was right, he went to work. He lose all the money he had, all the money he had his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's no use to go wrong.
Well, then you used to walk every place when you went. Hike. When you got out, you'd walk out where you go.
Oh, yes.
You didn't have horses and dogs?
No.
You never had dogs?
No, I never had dogs. Oh, I had one when I went to Lavana.
In the wintertime, you used snowshoes?
Well, see, but we followed the trail of the
mail carrier.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need me to.
Well, that would be beat down good from the dog.
I went to Forest Ruby, walk to Forest Ruby from me too.
Mm-hmm.
But now I walk there, we put the tent, soup and everything in the tent.
Mm-hmm. Would you pack everything on your back?
Sled.
Oh, on the sled, pull it on the sled.
Pull on the sled, and we pull the sled.
Mm-hmm.
So, no dog.
We were the dog. I did the same thing.
I
so
was
I know.
The dog. Mm-hmm. I was prepared like that.
Mm-hmm.
Any place of that we want to camp, we camp down below Gibbard, Cochrane, what you call it. Mm-hmm. And then a little below we find a cabin, beautiful cabin. It was belong to Antique.
Antique cabin, huh?
Nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the door, easy. I thought it was a hole. It was a big looking glass.
Oh, true. You didn't ever expect to see a looking glass way out there, huh?
So we let on the nice too, keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes one morning we struck overflow on the trail.
You get wet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He burst at night.
Mm-hmm.
The ice was too tight, he burst his float on over.
Mm-hmm.
We can avoid the sea. No, a ruby, I don't do any.
Then you, about what year did you come into town to live? In the Fairbanks?
In Fairbanks?
Yeah.
From
out in the hills, yeah.
Well, I had a year I come to Fairbanks, it was 1903, I guess.
But then you went out and worked in the mines, and then you come back to town. But when did you come in to live when you didn't go back out no more? So you worked for the city for a while here?
Oh, that's long way. Before, after I quit the mine, yeah.
Yeah, what year did you quit the mine and come into working down?
Oh, dear, I quit on the, I worked for Zimmerman at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to work for Wise Mike.
Wise Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
And
then when I quit there, I come to town and start to get for the city.
That was what year? About 1935, 30?
Yes, yes.
Was that around 35 or 30?
It was over. Mm-hmm. And that's where I worked and pay. I lose my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't pay. I thought they was paid. He didn't pay.
The city didn't have that at first.
I asked him from...
From the other place, but the city didn't have it then.
No, I don't remember. I don't know what for he didn't pay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you worked for Pop Wiener when he was bossing around the city?
Yeah, I was together.
You worked with Pop Wiener?
Yeah, Wiener. And then, that's the time I got sick, I had to go out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember what happened to the old foreman, the old Italian foreman? What's his name? It was city foreman so long.
Oh, the first one, I went myself. My God, I don't forget the name. He was living in Greece. Yeah.
Then there was the other one that lived down on 7th. The one that Flankard fired. You remember now?
And then he put up that, what the hell he called it, that Italia. He was born in America.
Mm-hmm.
Then he died at home in Italia. What do you? The other one before, I guess somebody, he was do plenty good, but you know, sometimes some of this come against you, don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
My God, when that starts, I never see him.
He was gone from the country.
He was a good fellow.
Well, do you remember much about old Ike, Tyron, and Yoki, and Matt Tipley here? Do you remember much about them when they lived here?
I remember some. I lost the track of them.
Mm-hmm.
Memories.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I know a fella and I know before a long time and I forget the name.
Yeah. Well, I do that too.
Yeah.
We all do.
Now you see that fella blind. You're standing there.
Yeah, I know who you mean. They sent him to Seattle and they found out he can never do nothing for his eyes, so they're going to take him to Sitka. He's going to go to Sitka.
Well, I know, he told me. He said he lose his eye on account of the one he was cured.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you should not do that. He tried to kill the eye to have one good.
Mm-hmm.
He went both in the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know he was figured to go.
Yeah, but he's, we got a letter last 2 weeks ago, and the pioneers got a letter that he's going to go to Sitka now. He's ready to go to Sitka.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
When a fellow is blind, it's kind of good.
Well, don't you think, Frank, that Sitka is the best place when you don't they have so much
security? Oh, yes, a good place. But yeah, I think there's lots of crooked things and Sitka things.
Yeah, I think they're just right, huh?
You don't do that right.
Well, you remember old McGuire?
Yeah.
Well, he was a friend of mine for years. He worked on the Alaska Railroad with me.
Yeah.
He's in Sitka, and he says it's good.
Oh, lots.
Yeah, but somebody else says it's no good.
Lots of people. Well, look at Sparone.
He don't like it either.
No, not Sparone. Napoleon.
Napoleon, yeah. He won't stay there because he can't drink in their home with everybody, see?
Because he don't give the money enough
to drink. He wants to get the vino.
He say all people that you can even talk to you. He's in jail.
He isn't not in jail again. He was in jail. They let him out. They put him in jail. I know when they did. But that's 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, he just put it to sleep.
That was all.
He had nothing.
No, they didn't charge him. They just put him to sleep.
That is that. He was
but he went to Sitka twice.
And he was supposed to live up there with his old man, too.
Yeah, he's supposed to got down to Juneau. Somebody said he's down in Juneau now.
Down in Juneau?
Yeah, as soon as he got out of jail, he went to Juneau. I don't know if somebody bought him a ticket.
What the hell are you looking at? Well, she got
some. He knows friends down there too, you know.
She got some friends.
Mm-hmm. When you're among friends, that's important.
He drinks too much. He got the social security check and the post office with me. He said, you go to the bank? Yes. He said, you come with me. He said, watch me. Because the bank, the last time you fooled me, he's 20. I said, not the bank he fooled you, my man. He's not the bank, he's the saloon.
That's right.
The bank, he got to give you everything was exactly his. Mm. And he know. And then he got sick. I said, what bill is this? The bill is 20. What this? $1. I'll take this on the saloon. They say, you watch, if you throw a bill 20, you know, you don't see, it'll take you every dollar out.
Yeah,
they do. You know,
they didn't used to do that.
No, but
they do now.
It's too many bad people.
But they used to be pretty good people here.
It's too many bad people for down here. Mm-hmm. In fact, you got to watch out. You don't need them for the store, the door, for somebody got no.
But if the Pioneers had a branch home in Fairbanks, you'd like to go to it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then they've been talking about maybe someday they might have a branch home in Fairbanks, Nome, and Anchorage.
Yeah, I'm supposed to. It would be better, yeah.
We're talking about it now.
Supposed to. Mm-hmm.
First, they talk a long time. Maybe they do it, and maybe they don't.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did Veroni come into Alaska?
Veroni, he come to work for me. I was working on board that time.
You come in that time, huh?
Yeah, the... My God, what?
1904, 5, 3?
It was about the 1905.
About 1905.
He was 2-3 coming in, some two was over there, you know, and the other from Creala. Yeah. Well, he had a good few days work there from a sea.
Did you have any brothers or sisters in Italy?
Oh,
how many?
No sister.
Just brothers?
Well, now I got no more brothers.
They all passed away?
When I went home from here in 1908.
1908, you made a trip home?
Yeah. My father was an old man, and he was rent some thing there. My brother, he did buy a piece of land, but we had before some land. But the old people, my father told me all the time, he sold everything for branded wine.
For branded wine, huh?
And so I start to build. Mm-hmm. I buy the place. Mm-hmm. Start to build. I'll build a house, a three-story. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. But me, I see in a picture, never went back. Mm-hmm. And everything, well, my brother, they have two sons. One is die in the war of Tripoli. Yeah, he was born to be in a war. War of Tripoli, war, he was there until the last time he got shot. Mm-hmm. And then I left him there. I come back. When I was three, the one, my nephew at the house, mm-hmm. was leaving. He said, so-and-so. I wrote to the council, I returned to him. Mm-hmm. Another one in Turin, I have some money in the bank.
That's a Turin,
so I said, you're going to give the money in the bank and nothing else, you keep it. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. Now I got a letter from this fellow at the house, from the daughter. Mm-hmm. And I got it to yet, I didn't answer. Mm-hmm. I thought you was coming back home. did you see when you see I give up everything, I don't want to go back home.
So you left everything and come back to Alaska?
Come back to Alaska. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going back, but I changed my mind. Mm-hmm. Now the way I am, I got to let her know But I can even write, maybe someday I'll start chakras for us.
Yeah.
I got a letter from Long Beach, from Casaleño. I don't know if you know, he was living in the band on the road with the folks.
Well, while you was working here in the mining in the early days, do you remember of some of the hard things you had happen, or some accidents that happened, or things like that? For instance, when you run out of something, how did you get a hold of some more? If you needed some tobacco, you didn't run out of anything sometimes?
Well, there was a car coming up.
Oh, the car was the... Well, oh, was Coghill, yeah. Did Coghill, was he here that time?
Yeah.
Old man Coghill?
It was a car. One time I come to down to Wolf, stop on Fox. I was supposed to reach for the gas car.
Mm-hmm. A gas car ran on the old Tabernacle Railroad. Now. Yeah.
And it's supposed to come on down.
Mm-hmm.
Fella said, come on, Frank, with your car. I won't have the car when he was in the hill. You have to push the car up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
But do you remember Coghill when he used to go out there?
Yeah, I remember.
And take orders? He was a push cart one time. He pushed it himself all the way.
You know that fella, Mr. Schwager's brother?
Who?
Mr. Schwager, Walker.
Mr.
Brother.
Walker's brother?
He
yeah.
Very nothing.
Yes, I know. I know him and her.
He told me the fella came in here. He said, we went over Camden Hospital, down at Abbott Dairy. He said, we'll take you to the hospital. You don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we'll take you for a ride. He changed and he's taken to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 3 hours when he was there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. No, I remember the fellow, he had the car, he was going like that.
You getting a little tired now?
Bobby.
You want to rest some more? Are you getting tired talking?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
And Bobby Sheldo, he was running the car.
Yeah.
He had the car, too. Up and down.
Bobby was just a kid then, too.
I remember when Mrs. Barrett came in from the outside.
Mrs. James Barrett, Ruth Barrett.
Mm-hmm. Come on, she got everything when Jim Barrett here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. You know, the last time we were on the Pioneer,
mm-hmm.
What the hell is that? I went there, Vicky said, find us the table. I went there to Dan, it was that cripple fella here.
Crawford? With Johnny Erland, yeah, lived with Johnny Erland.
So down there, he had a young girl, I don't know what it was. Then it was another woman, I said, Dan, it was a big bunch, but I know by face, I know the name. Jim Barry come there, Frank, what do you want to drink? He's you, the one, and this is Barry.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you give me 7 brandy. So I'm not a whiskey, not a beer, not a beer. She paid a big whiskey.
I'm going to turn this over.
Part 2 of this reel of Frank Masano's early life in Alaska and the Fairbanks area.
What is talking?
When you talk like that, it records. I'm going to show you after this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me about Mr. Barrett buying you the drink. Mrs. Barrett, who's paying for the drink?
Oh, she thinks I'd be the one there. I just drink one. I don't want that. But she was fine. But then somebody told me, don't you know, she got every... She worth $1 million. Oh, she got everything. Jim Barry was a great friend of mine. He committed to that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I visited with Jim a lot of times over the years, you know.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time with him when he had the store down here.
Well, I was going to do lots of business there when I was mining company and everything. That was pretty good.
Well, in the winter time, did you rig up a steam boiler and saw with points in the winter when you was working in the winter when you used to mine?
I saw, yeah, circle saw.
to scour the ground.
Yeah, you chop so many cords of wood.
And build a fire. You take the wood and build a fire, and then when it's thawed, you dig it out, and then build a new fire?
No, we had a boiler here already.
Oh, you had a boiler?
Oh, yeah, dry point. Mm-hmm. 10 feet sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it was not pretty long to build here. We were put 3, 6, 9 sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure we saw through. It was a nice digging. If you watch yourself, you see yourself way down and take it out. We did take it out and saw it took 2 days.
2 days?
Each
time you saw it
took
2 days.
2 days. Half 8 by 8.
Mm-hmm.
Put 7, you can do 7, but 8, you got more chance to put dirt behind the crib.
More room to work, yeah. You crib up as you go down when you sink those shafts?
No, you go down and bottom.
With no cribbing around?
You just watch the big rope.
That's all. Right.
When you are down and bottom, you put the squirt there, 4 cords.
Mm-hmm.
Put the cap, you stop the crib.
Mm-hmm. From the bottom up?
You got to put the set and the finish over all the hold the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then you trip up as far as you want, and in a week or you don't go over the left side. Then when you are on your slope again, well, you prepare a bunch of cribbing, you got a platform, you go down, you put the cribbing, and back up dirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, when what you call a set is 2 posts and a cap. Is that a set?
Yeah.
2 posts and a cap.
4 posts.
4 posts.
He's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put a big cap.
And a big cap on.
Then you start to put the
cribbing on top.
They big, and then you start to narrow it up and come to the way you want. 6 feet, 6 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to have on this. You can work on a tombstone. Mm-hmm. Too deep. Drop a rock on top of your head.
You're all alone and nobody finds you.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, sometimes you go too on the side.
Mm-hmm.
When you do this. Mm-hmm. One is on the Indian and the other digging.
Did you know Max Reedy at Fox very well? Old Max?
Oh yes. I've been known a long time.
Was he the first storekeeper out there, Max Reedy? The first one?
Yeah, he had a beautiful wife. One day he come around there. Sometimes I passed by there, talking to me. He was a young fella working for a few and a cooker.
Mm-hmm.
He was there just so many times. He took me to town or a lot of time, but he don't want me to pay. He want me to pay a lot. What does he mean? He's not here now. He say you pay so. All right. They want to meet him. Okay. I say, Reedy told me he wants to get a job to collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to some trouble. In his wife. I couldn't forget the fella. I forgot the last if the other fella took it away. But then I meet the one time in the street on 6, the other side of the list.
Mm-hmm.
I already, and he had the daughter there. Mm-hmm. The daughter was young, but he grew up. He was up this year. Finally went inside. Yeah.
Then Matthew passed away when you put him outside. Matthew did. He died. I used to visit with him, so he didn't want to give up the store. I talked to him when he was
here. Well, I see you before I asked him, so how you feel. Not much good.
Slickholm, the First National Bank, got hold of his property because he loaned him money when he was going out.
Oh.
See, Max didn't have too much say.
No.
He trusted everybody and he gave everybody everything. He didn't have much say. I used to buy groceries out there, you know, to help him out. I'd go out and buy groceries.
Oh, yeah. I'd buy lots of stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. Bring me down a chest of cream. Mm-hmm. And then the doctor. One time he bring some beer, he said, give him a bottle of so and so, so and so. I was living over there.
You remember when Matt Reedy used to catch fish up on that creek up there, would catch a lot of grayling like this, all you want of them? Do you remember that when there's lots of fish over there?
Yeah. All the fish, right.
And then we'd go up to Chattanooga on the Chattanooga and catch fish too.
Lots of fish. That's why when the water is clear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Chattanooga down here in the early days was nothing but this man. He stole a ton of fish.
Well?
After the dirty water come from the mining.
When it cleared, then the fish was good, huh?
All blind, the fish.
Yeah?
All blind.
Well, this last year was the first time that the kids have been catching fish right here on the Kena, right next to Rabbit Island. This last year, they were catching right here where the dog found
you. You know, I was knifing on wall on Suma with Parumi. I went down. I caught 300 grayling.
Right here?
On wall. On
Valdez.
He come right to the dam.
You stopped there.
And then I had everything to fish that. I picked her. Oh, dear. Alive.
Oh, they're good, sir.
Yeah. Harry Cook, he was coming, he gives us, my damn fresh, they are good. That's for a letter in English, man. Huh? Harry Cook.
Harry Cook? Yeah,
you know,
I heard his name. I don't know him, I heard his name.
How do you know? He was telling me about how much money he makes and don't. You know, the mix has chance to cash a check for $200,000. Yes, but you forget now. Try to make some more. What do you do with the money? We know, everybody know. He was a Mrs. Maroney, on board, which he had some time and don't what he was working. So then two women. He was a great friend. Start to fool him. Every time he needs $10,000, it's good. He went there. Hello, how are you? What's the matter? You don't look very in good humor. Oh, this and that. What's the matter? I'm going to lose the house or that. Lose the house? How much it cost? I won't tell you. It costs too much. Don't tell you, I can't tell you, $10,000. Like I said, $10,000. Then when he went out there, he put whom? With whom?
I don't want it.
And that got there, whom? That broke, was gonna whom? Last time he come in the cabin there, he want to stop to sleep, he was too done. I want to make a eat, you don't want to eat, but then it's not. They eat, Pastor Marley. He had a house, he was living below, and he said, I want to give you something, to know the other one, I'll tell you. He had a loaf of bread, he had a whole loaf with mice. Look at the
mice. Mice going through the bread, huh?
Through the hole.
Mice going holding the bread. Well, the cabins, did you have much trouble with the mice in the cabins in those days?
Oh, yeah, but you can catch them all.
Yeah, I used to set cans around with water in to catch them.
You?
Drown them.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
You can Krishna Babbat himself. So I can buy the trailer, was roughly further. Chopping stick. Hey, he was talking all the time. Was, hey, what's the matter? Are you breaking all the wood? Come up. I said, no, I won't come up, I'll go.
Would you ever run McKinley Park? Would you ever run McKinley Park? Did you ever go around there?
No, I just tried, but I never saw.
Well, I had the cabin over there for 19 years.
Yeah.
See, I lived around there because there were lots of game and lots of fish.
Morris Marine.
I had fish. Morris Marine, no, I know him. Yeah. Boy, that's the way. I know Morris. And I used to live over there because I could go out and get caribou and sheep and moose meat and lots of birds and fish right by the door.
Never again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was quite a few. There was John Calvin, you remember him, trapper?
Yeah.
And there was Old Sherman, the trapper, you remember Old Sherman?
Yeah.
And there was Jack Delay used to live down there. Mike Lodi used to live down there.
If you remember, the fella was living down in San Pismo.
Quayle?
I forgot the name.
John Buchanan?
Yeah, John Buchanan.
And then there was Dalton, there was Tracy?
His father, he died down there. I know the fella bring a door. I was a pulled bear with a son and his mother told me, but he needs to tell me one of the years. And his boy died there too.
Mm-hmm.
He never went away. He was making some kind of
thing. Bill Taylor, I used to go over to him. I walked over to his place. Mm-hmm.
And you know that Bill Jurgen was.
Bill Jurgen, yeah. They used to call him Bill George, Bill Borges, but his name was Bill Jurgen.
Bill Jurgen.
Mm-hmm. I know when he got his cat, the first time he bought the cat and put it in. Remember the caterpillar? He's still sitting over there?
Yeah. And, all big bone and all gone then.
I was living around there when Joe Quigley was working there, when Fanny was living there, when Bill Jurgen was living there. All those was living there when I first went over there. And Earl Pilgrim was in prospecting for that animal again.
Yeah. But Billy Jr., I didn't think he took out my door.
Ramanoff and Hohoff were friends down at McKinley Park. He used to work for the park department and the road commission. Taplander, they always had a lot of meat too. Jack Hohoff always had a lot of sheep meat.
Oh, yes, down there, it was meat. Yeah.
You want to see what that sound like that? January 1960, Fairbanks, Alaska. Plane Lake of Alaska, U-4. Report of committee meeting. President Eisenhower himself was called by the city manager to appear at a park and recreation committee and improvement program at Jimmy Lee's diner at noon. Adolph Dopp called myself, Harry Hughes, to appear with him. We had considerable discussion, and there seems to be no conflict of interest between the city and the Pioneers Park and Monument Project. In fact, they could be very complementary. The city and the park board had not been informed of all our plans, and of course I stated some of the past experiences, and we hope that this meeting will turn out to the benefit of all the pioneers, the city, and the state. As it will be a wonderful tourist attraction, as well as help fulfill the obligations of the pioneers of Alaska, preserve the history of Alaska. Then, meeting, we excused ourselves as we had to get back to work.
Harry Hughes, and we don't stop. At 1:30, I had an appointment with Professor Time at the University of Alaska in regard to the tape recording of the Pioneer History. And I presented the proposal for handling and protecting the tapes, which would reflect on all Pioneer property stored or loaned to the university in the future. And they listened and made notes, and we'll meet with Dr. Wood of the university to come up with some concrete suggestions, as I may not be correct in all of my ideas, and it's a mutual agreement and understanding should be to the benefit of all between the pioneers and the historical society and the university or any other civic organization that wishes to comply with the rules for protecting and helping in this historical project. And that is the report of Harry Hughes on this meeting.